This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Teachers' protest continue in Kathmandu for a week, demanding School Education Act. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli discusses the demands with the relevant ministries and secretaries. Memorandum of Understanding signed between the Supreme Courts of Nepal and India for judicial collaboration. Disaster Risk Reduction and Management National Council directs bodies concerned to swing into action to control forest fires. And U.S. President Donald Trump threatens new 50% tariffs on China if Beijing does not retract its counter-tariff plans. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said that Nepal will adopt a neutral stance on regional and international issues, including the relations with India and China. Addressing the inaugural session of the Himalayan Dialogue organized by Foreign Affairs Media in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said neutrality is the best way and Nepal will not join any military alliance. In the same event on the issue of protest of school teachers, Prime Minister Oli said that the teachers don't have to sit in the protest for protest, ensuring that the government will address their genuine demands through dialogue and call the agitating teachers for dialogue, calling off their street protest. The peaceful protest of school teachers are continuing in the federal capital Kathmandu for a week, demanding a student and teacher-friendly school education act. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli discussed the demands and agitation of the teachers with concerned ministers and secretaries. At a meeting convened at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers at Singhadarbar, Prime Minister Oli emphasized resolving the problems relating to teachers through talks by carrying out more homework. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, present in the meeting were Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Finance Bishnu Prasad Paudil, Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak, and Minister for Education, Science and Technology Vidya Bhattarai. The meeting also discussed current economic conditions, the process of formulating the School Education Act, as well as demands that the government could immediately address, among others. On a different note, Prime Minister Oli said that it would be an utter dishonesty to breach constitutional norms even after taking oath as per the same constitution. Referring to monarchist, Prime Minister Oli said that defeated feudal practices could not be restored. He added that Nepal was lagging in development due to the past feudalistic rule. Meanwhile, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said a process has been forwarded to ensure drinking water for Dharan. During a meeting with a delegation comprising the mayor of Dharan sub-metropolis, Harkaraj Rai, at his office in Singhadarbar yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said the federal government shall make necessary arrangements on other issues, including the budget for the same. The Disaster Risk Reduction and Management National Council, DRRMNC, has directed the Ministry of Home Affairs, the Ministry of Forest and Environment, the provincial governments and the local levels to intensify prevention and control of forest fires given the increased level of air pollution caused. The 17th meeting of the council, chaired by Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, and K.P. Sharma Oli also reviewed the status of implementation of the West Nepal earthquake and monsoon-induced disaster post-disaster reconstruction and rehabilitation plan 2081 Bikram Sambat. The DRRMNC 17th meeting has also decided to incorporate the proposal received for the reconstruction of the structures that were missing in the plan on the basis of need and priority after a realistic review from the concerned ministry. Prime Minister Oli on the occasion stressed the need for the NDRRMA to speed up the reconstruction and rehabilitation works. He directed the Ministry of Home Affairs and security agencies to make necessary preparations for rescue and relief during the disaster. The Jan Andolan Divas, or the People's Movement Day, is being observed today by organizing various programs. The day commemorates the day when the democracy was restored in the country. Democracy was reinstated on April 8, 1990, ending the 30-year-old partyless panchayat system of governance. This was the day that marked the end of the panchayat system, which King Mahendra established on December 15, 1960. On April 8, 1990, the then King Birendra, in an address to the nation, announced the restoration of multi-party democracy in Nepal. Subsequently, the ban on political parties was lifted and multi-party democracy and a constitutional monarchy was reinstated. A Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, on judicial cooperation and collaboration has been signed between the Supreme Court of Nepal and the Supreme Court of India. According to the Indian Embassy in Nepal, a MOU was signed yesterday between the Supreme Courts of both countries to develop, promote and strengthen judicial cooperation between the two countries. The MOU was signed in the presence of the Chief Justice of Nepal, Prakash Man Singh Raut, and the Chief Justice of India, Sanjeev Khanna. As per the MOU, a joint working group comprising officials of the two judiciary will be constituted to promote and further strengthen judicial cooperation, prepare plans and frameworks for the same. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Devendra Dahal has said that the operation of vehicles not meeting the standards will be banned. In a discussion with transport entrepreneurs and workers at the ministry yesterday, he said coordination would also be established with the Home Ministry to stop the operation of vehicles flouting the rules and standards. Likewise, the Transport Minister added that alternative routes and diversion management would also be prioritized to prevent obstruction of vehicles at construction sites. Nepal Rashtra Bank NRB Senior Deputy Governor Neelam Dhungana has been assigned as the Acting Governor. Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudil assigned Dhungana as the Acting Governor after the Recommendation Committee formed for the appointment of the Governor of the Central Bank delayed the recommendation process. A three-member committee comprising former Governor Vijaynath Bhattarai and economist Bishnu Paudil has been formed under the coordination of Finance Minister Paudil to recommend the appointment of the Governor. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Nepal continues to struggle with a growing trade deficit as it faces deficits with 126 out of its 160 trading partners in the first 8 months of the current fiscal year. The trade statistics released by the Department of Customs showed that while Nepal's exports have seen a notable increase, its imports continue to outpace exports, escalating the country's trade deficit. Nepal exports grew by 57.2% to 158.17 billion rupees, while imports rose by 11.2% to rupees 1,145.56 billion during the first 8 months of the current fiscal year compared to the same period last fiscal year. Despite the rise in exports, the country's trade deficit with the majority of its partners has remained significant, with a total deficit of ₹987.39 billion, marking a 6.22% increase from the same period of last fiscal year. Nepal enjoyed a trade surplus with only 34 of its 160 trade partner countries during the review period. During the review period, the highest deficits were recorded with Nepal's largest trading partners, India and China. India remained the largest trading partner of Nepal, with more than 60% of the country's trade undertaken with the southern neighbor. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisani has been remanded to the district prison of Rupandehi. The former Home Minister was presented to the district court Rupandehi last morning and sent to prison following the completion of the necessary proceedings. Before this, Lamisani had remained in the custody of the district police office Rupandehi for 2 days. Lamisani was taken under control from Kathmandu on Friday night and taken to Bhairava on Saturday morning. The International Relations and Global Diplomacy Dialogue, IRGDD, in collaboration with the government of Nepal, yesterday organized a pre-Sagarmatha dialogue to highlight the impact of climate change on mountains and humanity. The event held up as a build-up to the government's inaugural Sagarmatha dialogue, slated from May 16 to 18, featured the State of Forest and Minister of State for Forest and Environment, Rupa Bike, as the chief guest. Speaking at the event, Minister of State for Forest and Environment, BK, said the Sagarmatha Sambad, which Nepal will be hosting for the first time, is a global initiative towards the mitigation of the climate crisis. Now on to some international news update. US President Donald Trump has threatened China with an additional tariff of 50% on goods imported into the US if it does not withdraw a countermeasure as global markets trembled for a third day. Speaking at the White House on Monday, the US President said he was not considering a pause on new tariffs to allow for negotiations with other countries. Trump reiterated his threat of 50% duties on Chinese goods if Beijing does not retract its counter-tariff plans by Tuesday. If imposed, US companies bringing in certain goods from China could face a 104% tax. The escalating tension between the US and China has increased fears of a global trade war. Uncertainty around the tariffs led to a turbulent day on global stock markets. Markets worldwide have tumbled since Trump announced fresh tariffs on imports from nearly all economies. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the partial influence of the westerly and local winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast light rain with thunder and lightning in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces today. According to the information provided by the division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley is likely to hover around 9 to 11 degrees Celsius today, and the maximum temperature is likely to hover around 25 to 27 degrees Celsius today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Teachers' protest continue in Kathmandu for a week demanding School Education Act. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli discusses the demands with relevant ministries and secretaries. Memorandum of Understanding signed between the Supreme Courts of Nepal and India for judicial collaboration. Disaster Risk Reduction and Management National Council directs bodies concerned to swing into action to control forest fires. And US President Donald Trump threatens new tariffs on China if Beijing does not retract its counter-tariff plans. This concludes our bulletin. The next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. and you can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.